Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, Nick Mercer here. Just before I get started on the podcast, I want to make you all aware that I just started a new merch store for Concussion Doc. So it has my logo on it, and there's shirts, t-shirts, hoodies, masks, notebooks, mugs, stickers, tons of other stuff. So just go to my TeePublic page, which you can get to from concussiondoc.com, my stores tab. And if you go to the Podchaser page, the merch tab, my Podchaser page. So please help spread brain injury awareness and please support my podcast. I really hope this helps. So thank you very much. Welcome to Concussion Talk Podcast. I'm Mick Mercer. And as always, follow me on social media. So Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Concussion Talk. My website is concussiontalk.com. And this episode, 133, I'm back to Dr. James Van Landingham. I hope I'm saying that correctly. There's enough pronunciation on the right syllables. It's a long last name, but I should introduce my sponsor. Thank Hedgy Health for sponsoring me. So if I remember this correctly, Hedgy Health bridges the gaps in concussion care through simple, powerful technology. Join organizations like the Canadian Football League, Track Factory Racing, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, Eastern Washington University, and Volleyball Canada. Rely on Hedgy Health to improve communication and optimize care. Visit HedgyHealth.com for more. So that's, I have recorded that. I've been doing this a lot on YouTube, on video now too. I got to kind of say it. And I'm kind of slurring my speech a bit, but there it is. It's part of the brain injury. And then, but first, so Dr. Van Landingham, am I saying that correctly?
You're doing good, Nick.
That's and, a tough one. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
You have a very interesting background, so we'll get that in a second. But first, I guess, was get you to give a brief overview of the new treatment you have for concussion that's in development, the treatment for that you and Odyssey Health have in development for concussion.
Right. Well, Nick, thanks for having us today. And I'm the VP of drug development for Odyssey Health. And Odyssey Health has got the first drug that's in human trials to try to acutely treat concussion. We obviously know that multiple concussions can lead to long-term consequences, but just a single concussion can result in what's known as post-concussion syndrome. And that's when you're having symptoms 90 days post-injury and further out for months or years. And that's what we're trying to be able to treat acutely to really get a hold and reduce the percentage of folks that end up with post-concussion syndrome. When you're developing a drug, Nick, it ends up being so much more than just does the drug work or does it not. You've got to obviously give, you believe in the mechanism of the drug. You know, our drug's a neurosteroid. It reduces inflammation, oxidative stress, and all these different types of things that are pathologically going wrong in the brain. But then we've got to think about it. We've got to be able to treat this disorder immediately so you don't get all the secondary damage associated with the brain injury. So you can try to reset that brain earlier so people don't get frustrated and get depression or get frustrated and get anxiety and stuff like that. So by attacking it early, we believe we needed to create a protocol that fit that. And what we did was we got the drug and we put it in a spray dried formulation, meaning a powder formulation.
Yeah.
And we developed our own dual airflow intranasal device. So the drug goes in the device, and if you're conscious, you can blow the drug. So you blow from the mouth through the air through the device up into the nose, and that disperses the powder drug deep into the nasal cavity, where it can track along the olfactory neuron, the neuron that you use to smell, to sense smell, directly into the brain in minutes, and diffuses throughout the brain in less than 30 minutes. So in an acute situation, you want something that's going to get there fast, and you want it to be something, in this case, since there's so many out in the field head injuries, concussions, whether it be sports or military, whatever, you know, that we know about, we want to be able to deliver it in the field. Well, it's hot outside. We were just talking before the show about how hot it is in Florida right now.
Yeah.
If I've got a high school kid down the road who's got a concussion and my drug isn't heat stable, this drug's useless. So we know that in the field, treatment in the acute setting is what's going to be needed for this. So by putting it in a spray dried formulation, that spray dried formula is stable at very high temperatures. By putting it in an intranasal device, that's a lightweight device that can be easily carried by an athletic trainer or medic or EMT. And it can be used to blow. There's a bulb system too, but to blow and get it into the brain very quickly. The other important thing that when you're talking about developing drugs is safety, right? We all watch these commercials and they're, hey, this will help you with diabetes, but it may do this, and that, you know, scare the crap out of us. Is we've got to make sure this drug is safe. And by giving it nasally and having most of it go to the brain, that means that the formula is not going to other parts of the body. So we have less concern about side effects with this type of delivery mechanism as well. So all that to get around is, how does the drug work? The drug works through gene amplification, and it stimulates the production of three valuable proteins. One protein reduces inflammation in the brain. The second protein reduces oxidative stress in the brain. And the third protein reduces swelling and functions to help clean up cellular debris that is mucking up the damaged cell. So we've got one drug working like a cocktail of drugs at multiple pathological levels. We're getting it there fast. It's heat stable, so it's a good field deliverable. And we've gone through phase one and it's been safe in patients. And we're moving on now to more of the efficacy studies here in the coming months.
Excellent. So actually, because you're a perfect person to develop this drug first, and then us help acquire the drug, and you to manage the research. I read this all on Aussie Health's homepage, your bio. Also, I'm fascinated by the bio you did. You actually have a PhD in behavioral molecular neuroscience. Is that right?
Yeah, my PhD is in molecular neuroscience. That's correct, right.
And you also worked as a physical therapist and treating mostly children. And also you suffered own severe brain injury like I did. I had severe brain injury as well. So just talk to us about your background, how you got into why neuroscience, why PhD, and boom, why physical therapy, and what happened to your brain injury. It's a long bunch of questions, bam.
Well, ironically, I was the proverbial jock in high school where all I cared about was sports. I made fine grades, but I mean, I was really focused on sports. And I thought, and I give this piece of advice to kids that are in high school and even in middle school, is to create a plan. Decide something you think you may be interested in and learn what it's going to take to get to accomplish that. when I was probably a junior in high school, I said, you know what? I'm a sports guy. I'm going to be a physical therapist. And I just sort of said, I'm going to work on people's knees and shoulders. And one day I'm going to be the physical therapist for the Atlanta Falcons. That was my dream, right? So when I got out of high school, that was my dream.
And I'm so not Tampa Bay or Miami Dolphins.
No. I don't know why it was the Falcons at the time. But anyway, and that's what I was organized to do that. I didn't waste time in college like so many people do. And I accomplished that. But by the time I got out of physical therapy school, all I cared about was neuroscience. And one of the reasons was before I got in and went through PT school, I had my own brain injury. So I was down in Gainesville, Florida, and my older brother just got in med school, and a bunch of friends had caravaned down there and moved a bunch of his stuff and checked him into his new apartment. And we all went out to dinner, and I walked out of a restaurant, and there was a vagrant, never met man in my life. And he blindsided me, and I hit my head on the curb and had 3 major subdural bleeds. And so I had, so when I got, you know, it was tough. I was in ICU for quite some time and was actually put on a neurosteroid that helped keep me from having to have blood shunted off of my brain, which I still give credit to that neurosteroid, at least in some part, to saving my life. But I went on from there and I had amnesia for about 18 months. And it's the short-term amnesia that so many people with concussion get. And you're probably familiar with it too, Nick. You know, where did I put my keys? Or, you know, what did I read 10 minutes ago? So when I finally, I went back to physical therapy school, I learned a valuable lesson. And I was trying to tell kids this too, still to this day, is if you want to be successful, if you want to separate yourself from the crowd, if you want to move up the ladder, the way I did it, I was forced to because of my brain injury. But I kept this quality, which was when everybody else reads it once, you read it twice. If they'll read it once, you commit to reading it twice, and you'll separate yourself in the competitive landscape of jobs and careers and stuff like that in our country. But from there, I went on and worked with brain injured kids. I was in love with brain neuroscience stuff, partly because of what had happened to me. I worked with kids that had brain injury in around the time of birth, a lot of cerebral palsy, a lot of intracranial hemorrhaging in around the time of birth, dealt with developmental delays, worked with the school systems pretty closely. And I enjoyed that, but I felt like I wasn't done. I don't even know how to explain that.
Yeah.
So I applied to go back and get my PhD in molecular neuroscience, was fortunate enough to get paired with a brilliant, wonderful principal investigator, Dr. Kathy Levinson. And we focused most of my PhD work was on micronutrients, which is trace metals.
Okay.
And looking at the effects of dietary zinc, copper, and dietary iron on neurodegenerative disorders like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. But towards the end, in the last, year and a half of my PhD, we created a traumatic brain injury model in animals at the research facility at Florida State. And we got our first paper published together off of that injury model. And I parlayed that into a postdoc at Emory in Atlanta in neurobehavioral and emergency medicine, and got involved in clinical trials for severe brain injury using intravenous progesterone. And that was really just to save folks' lives, kind of like us when we had our severe, and we may have got on the steroid. Progesterone was a neurosteroid that we had done a lot of animal work with to show that it was neuroprotective. So I worked on that for a while and then came back and started working with a med school here at FSU in Tallahassee and started developing my own drugs. And one of those drugs is the drug that is now soon enter phase 2 trials with Odyssey Health.
Wow. So it's even more interesting than your bio. You should update your bio on the homepage, Jack, because that's just fascinating stuff. But other bio is fascinating anyway, but yeah, you're short. I don't know. But so you're talking about neurosteroids and progesterone. So is this I know there's neurosteroid in the drug in development. Is that at home as well, or is that like basically define what is neurosteroid?
Right. So that's a good question. I mean, a lot of people don't, vitamin D is a neurosteroid. So anytime you have like, if you have something that has a, in simple terms, a cholesterol backbone, you can build carbons off of that cholesterol backbone and create what is known as a steroid. Yeah. If it has an effect and is found within the nervous system, it's then a neurosteroid. So vitamin D, we know that's in our bodies and our bones, but once vitamin D is also available to the brain, within the brain, vitamin D then functions as a neurosteroid. We know progesterone and helping with fertility and maintaining pregnancy, that that's a systemic hormone for you know, having a child, right? For developing a fetus.
Yeah.
Progesterone also is available to the brain, and at that point, it's classified as a neurosteroid. So the key to neurosteroids and what makes neurosteroids a viable treatment option in general for any brain disorder is that they are lipophilic.
Love fat.
Right. That means they love fat.
Yeah.
So the brain is mainly fat, right? There's a lot of membrane in the brain. So the brain being fat loves other fat. So if your drug is fat loving, it's going to easily get into the brain and have an effect. But we could give our drug any way you wanted to, and some of it would get to the brain, but still targeting it to the brain through breath propulsion and using your sense of smell to drive the drug into the brain is still important for getting most of it there. Instead of having that drug go through the liver, if you give it orally or IV and getting degraded in the liver and losing a lot of the drug.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly.
Potency goes down if you give it any other way but by way of the nose.
Yeah, like a pill or like an injection.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, so I read this as well in your bio there that you also did a lot of research into enantiomers. So can you explain what those are to people? I looked up myself, but I also
it's a great question. And not to get into too much of the complexity of organic chemistry.
Yeah.
Organic meaning we're dealing with a bunch of carbons and living stuff. But
I did organic chemistry.
An enantiomer is the mirror image, right? So I have a right hand and I have a left hand. They're the mirror image of each other. But my right hand can do things the way it's chirally or the way it's organized with the fingers different than my left. They do a lot of similar things. The fingers are the same, but the thumbs are pointing in different directions.
It ends up being a major difference. Yeah.
That ends up being a not a major difference, but a difference. So what is the what is going to happen with one doesn't necessarily happen at the same rate with the other.
Yeah.
So we have an enantiomer of 19 norepinephrine. So we have the mirror image. So this is 19 norepinephrine. We've created the mirror image. And what that has allowed us to do is a couple of things. It's still effective, like I said, as a neuroprotector. But with the thumb pointing this way, it's going to interact with things less that may cause side effects, such as infertility or clotting, that this would have. So we created by doing the mirror image a safer molecule. The other thing is, this is your natural one. This is the natural enantiomer. Yeah. This is its counterpart that we've got here. This natural one, the body's got things to break it down real quick, right? It's used to it. It's got to metabolize it quicker. This one's a little different. Takes longer to break it down. So it has a longer half-life. It stays in your body longer, having a longer therapeutic effect.
So that's like why if you have it orally or you say in pill form or by injected, it would be kicked up in the liver.
It would stay in your body longer, correct?
Yeah. Great. That's so you've done that for this drug. And you said you just created your drug when you're at Emory, or did you saw a need for this drug that's now in drug, it's, I always say, is now in development, but the drug that you created?
So the drug that we've got here is a new chemical entity. I created this drug, and the asset was acquired by Odyssey Health, and Odyssey brought me on to continue to develop it. This drug has never been made before, but it has the characteristics of a neurosteroid, and it's been through all the molecular and behavioral testing to suggest that it has superior qualities, specifically with cellular debris cleanup and as an antioxidant compared to other neurosteroids effects in the brain.
So when you saw a need for this just in your clinical practice as a physical therapist or as a doing your Emory, your postdoc at Emory?
To be honest with you, I saw a need for this for a couple of reasons. One was I was seeing patients that had concussions, about 20% of them that were developing post-concussion syndrome at an even higher rate than I was seeing what I would classify as post-concussion syndrome, some of those symptoms in people who had more severe brain injuries. So the miserable minority of mild or concussion brain injury and post-concussion syndrome is so long lasting that I felt like if we could treat acutely, that we could try to stave or prevent that from happening. But there was a problem. And it's a big problem between severe brain injury and mild concussion. Severe, you're trying to save somebody's life. You're not typically trying to save somebody's life that's had a concussion, right?
No.
So you have to create a treatment method is a little bit different. When trying to save somebody's life, you're trying to dump as much drug, no matter how harmful it is, to save their lives in the first few days. But concussion needed to be managed for 14 days, 10 to 14 days, because symptoms tend to wax and wane. So I had to create a safer drug molecule, a safer molecule. And that's why I created the enantiomer, because I knew that it would have less side effects. And that's the reasoning behind it.
Okay. And so when you were, because I know I'm talking to people who've had concussion, which I obviously do a lot in this podcast, I've noticed some similarities, not like as you also have a severe injury as I did. So have you noticed that there's like a similarities or differences being, let's say, someone who's had a concussion, someone's had a severe injury, what are the, do you find the symptoms are completely different, or do you find they're just very much the same, just the whole
body? A lot of it's the same. I'd say the two major things that I see, no matter what degree of the injury, and this is in the portion of mild brain injuries, portion of concussions that don't get better, that, that develop post-concussion syndrome at 90 days out, that don't get better early.
Yeah.
Is one is energy, the brain energy level. In other words, you can still think, you can still function for an hour or two, but after that, your thinking ability, your processing speed is significantly decreased and your symptoms exacerbate. So yeah. When you didn't have a headache, but two hours of doing this, you do. Where 2 hours of riding, you got to quit. You can't even think anymore. Your brain is just mush versus you used to get to work 8 straight hours. So the brain's function peters out with regards to thinking and thought processing quicker after a brain injury. And then the second thing that I see a lot of is for folks that aren't getting better and are developing post-concussion syndrome, or folks that have more severe brain injury and are still working through the rehab, is a lot of visual vestibular problems. A lot of problems with eye tracking. And when you're having problems with eye tracking, you're going to get headaches, you're going to get dizzy, but you're also going to not process as much of what you're going to, of what you're doing. In other words, if my eyes can't track from left to right when I'm reading something, I'm not digesting well what I'm reading and I'm rereading. So you see a lot of this, oh, what did I just reread? And people having to redo stuff. So the ability to cognitively function is deficient because of the repetitiveness needed due to the visual vestibular component of the injury.
Right. And I was going to ask, I think about the drug, this osteoglucanone that this to this company for after you created the prototype of the drug, I guess. So how far are you along in this? And how far along are you in this drug development?
So right now we've gone through the enrollment of 40 patients, and all 40 patients have been given the drug either once at a low concentration or once at a high, or for multiple consecutive days at low or high doses. And none of those patients have had any side effects or any significant issues with the drug. So we've confirmed the safety of the drug at these different concentrations. Now we are moving in to the part that determines how well the drug is working. And what that will look like at first will be, we give this drug for 10 straight days. These individuals who've had a concussion that got the drug versus placebo, which is just a formula without the drug. The ones that got the drug will report less severe symptoms. And then we will look at 90 days out and we will compare and say that the ones that got the drug had a less percentage of post-concussion syndrome diagnoses.
Right. Okay. And so you're saying that the post-concussion stuff, I saw an interview with you do with Brett Favre on a TV show, and they're saying, so he's had multiple concussions, but it's people, and like I've had a severe brain injury, who have had concussions in the past few months or even like longer, they're not This is for acute acute concussions. This is for treatment right away, right? This is not for people who have brain injury or had concussions or currently have a post-concussion syndrome or whatever. So it's for people who
That's correct. This is to stop it going forward. This is to make it better going forward. In the acute phase, the goal is to get this drug within 6 hours of the injury. That's the goal. And to be able to manage with this drug with 2 treatments a day for 10 straight days. And that is the goal of that is to reduce the number of people that end up having long-term consequences from the injury. And also to be able to get folks back to work and back to school, back to play faster and safer. But yeah, so if you take Brett Favre and Brett's had multiple concussions, this is not a drug that's going to prevent him from developing Alzheimer's disease or CTE or any form of dementia. That is not what the goal of this drug is. Now, there are some other drugs that are out there that are trying to look into stuff like that, but that's not what this is focused on.
Well, that's important for people to realize that there is like a hopefully a treatment for immediacy for this acute phase of a after concussion. But if you're past the acute phase, I suggest you just get in the hospital again, see a doctor if you can. And physical therapy, I think, is great. And there's lots of other treatments and just sort of any on your symptoms, I guess. But also, I just want to thank you so much for doing this podcast. And if you had anything else to add about either drug or the company or yourself that you'd like to talk about, please let me know.
Nick, I appreciate you letting us talk today. I think that the company, our stock, our ticker symbol is ODYY, if anybody's interested in, playing with it in the market and encouraging, promoting a need for a solution for concussion, I think is key. That's the messaging that we all try to do is, why don't we just sit and wait? Why don't we go lay down and hope we get better? We know up to 30% of people still have problems 90 days later. You know, it baffles me. You know, there's people out there that think, oh, well, concussion, it'll just get better. They all just get better. Yeah. There's no reason for treatment. You know, and that's not true. But even if it were, you know, I've got a sinus, you know, I got a cold, you know, yeah. It's going to get better, but I'm still going to go take Sudafed or DayQuil today to handle the symptoms while I'm waiting for it to get better. So to me, that, you know, those types of arguments fall flat. But, you know, I just think it's time for a treatment solution. You know, you get all this, you know, all this money goes into helmets, you know, people know that they're still going to get concussions, even if they got a helmet on. Your brain's going to slosh around inside your skull. And there's just no way to prevent it. And my real passion, and I think, you know, Brett Favre's real passion is to help the military. We've got a great military board, Brand Baudette, Paul Tooland, Tim Shemansky, Jim Linder. These guys have been leaders of SOCOM, former head of Navy SEALs, and they've seen it. They care about it. And I think that's what's important about Odyssey's team is everybody on the team has been affected by it at some level. And you know what? That's not surprising because there's just a ton of it. You know, there's a ton of it. And, and it's going to happen. I mean, it's just, we need a treatment out there for it. So I'm going to work until my time is done on this earth to find
I wish you all the best, and that because that sounds like it's obviously, I feel it's a worthy cause, obviously. And best of luck to you. And can anyone find say the Odyssey or your own website? Yeah. Social media.
It's Odyssey Health Inc. So odysseyhealthinc.com. It's a good website. There's a place to ask questions on there. I get questions all the time, and I try to answer them as quick as I can. So go on there, check out the website. So it's a real good website. We actually just updated it. Easy to navigate. Cool stuff.
It is. And I actually and read the bottom of it. There's all their social media. So there's Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and anything else. There's social media. That, anyway, it's on the bottom of the page there. And there's Dr. Van Lendingham's bio, if you go to the management, the meet the team management, you find out more about, and as you meet the team, sport advisory, military advisory, board directors, like there's lots of people to meet and it's a big team. So again, thank you so much. And I really hope to wish you all the best in your career development and your career out there. So thank you so much.
Appreciate you, Nick. Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
See you. See you, buddy. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.